AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says it's encouraging. The number of coronavirus cases and deaths are dropping.
Cases still remain high, and we continue to watch these data closely.
There's also optimism over the expected approval for emergency use of Johnson & Johnson's one-shot vaccine. The Biden administration says it will distribute more than 25 million masks to communities hit hard by the coronavirus. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It's part of the administration's push to ensure equity in the pandemic response.
Not all Americans are wearing masks regularly. Not all Americans have access. And not all masks are equal.
So virus response coordinator Jeff Zients says free, high-quality cloth masks will be available at more than 1,300 community health centers and 60,000 food pantries. Anybody who needs one can get one.
We are helping to level the playing field.
President Biden, like President Trump before him, had considered mailing masks to all Americans, but is instead opting for a more conservative effort. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The National Institutes of Health is launching research to understand the causes and consequences of the lingering brain fog, breathing problems, and malaise reported by many recovering virus patients. With Tiger Woods recovering after a car crash in California, PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan is talking to golfers in Florida.
I think I know the man, and I love him. We love him. And, you know, it's anytime someone that you care deeply about is hurt, it hurts.
An L.A. County Sheriff's deputy says it's very fortunate Tiger Woods was able to come out of this alive. A former U.S. attorney and circuit judge was appointed as special prosecutor in the case against a St. Louis couple who waved guns at racial injustice protesters last summer. Mark and Patricia McCloskey, this is AP News. The resignations of top leaders of Texas's power grid have taken effect.
Five board members of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, known as ERCOT, resigned following outrage after more than 4 million customers lost electricity last week during a deadly winter storm. Texas Governor Greg Abbott welcomed the resignations, saying the lack of preparedness and transparency at ERCOT is unacceptable. At a news conference on Monday, he said outages like this must never happen again.
We can never have a situation when we know, at least ERCOT knows, we're going to be dealing with high power demands. We should never run short of power again.
On Thursday, Texas lawmakers are expected to sharply question grid managers and energy officials about the failures during hearings at the state capitol. I'm Mike Hempen.
The state also had to deal with water shortages during the storm. Ed Donahue, AP News.